This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And this is Money in Motion with our good friends from Klaus Financial. Don't forget, you can find Klaus Financial online, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Do not forget, as we talk on the program, we do the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week each and every week. Typically, the answer to the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week comes up during the program, so you're going to want to hold on to the telephone number for Klaus Financial, not only to set up that first initial get-to-know-you-kick-of-the-tires appointment, also to win the prize. We'll tell you how you can win it a little bit later in the program. Again, telephone number at Klaus Financial's office, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Or if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus, you can give us a call right now here at the station. Numbers 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Joined this morning by Malia Cuevas and CJ Klaus of Klaus Financial. How you guys doing today?
Excellent. How are you?
Doing well. Malia, how you been?
Wonderful. We're ready for fall.
Darn right. It's felt that way the past few days. I'm not complaining, though. It's we call this big boy weather. It's good stuff. For a guy like me, I'm comfortable. And no mosquitoes. We're going to be talking mistakes, and again, I think some of us are more than a little familiar with them. Well, we'll get to that in just a moment. But as I mentioned, of course, the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week, one of the nice things that we've started doing, and one of the great ideas you guys had, we said, hey, let's look back on the previous week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week for somebody who may have missed part of the program or may have missed the answer. What was last week's question and answer for the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week?
Yes, thanks, Sean. Well, so first of all, we always like to thank our listeners. If you listen regularly, we appreciate that, and hopefully you're learning something every week. Last week's question was, when you put money into a Roth IRA, do you pay taxes on that money now or later when you take a distribution from it? And the answer was, you pay taxes now. So congratulations to our winner last week. And again, thanks for listening.
And of course, listen this week for your chance to win this week's prize, a $25 gift card for Kohl's. Our telephone number, 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Telephone number for Klaus Financial, 442-5637. So today we're going to go through the top 10, and you guys capped it at 10. Thank you. Top 10 mistakes people make in retirement planning. And this is really, when we talk about, well, Klaus Financial, why do we need Klaus? This is almost a top 10 reasons why you need to be working with the folks at Klaus Financial, isn't it?
Yeah, so one of our jobs as retirement planners is to help people avoid mistakes, not only to optimize their retirement, but also to avoid these mistakes. And so, yes, we've talked about, or we've listed 10 here. I'm not certain we're going to get through all 10 today, but we'll do our best. So when it comes to planning for retirement, mistake number one to avoid is staying too aggressive in your portfolio as you near retirement. So most people have heard of this notion of, hey, I want to, as I get closer to retirement, I want to back off my risk. But a lot of people don't know how to interpret that. What does that mean, right? When I look at my 401k statement, there's 15 different investment options. Some say stocks, some say mid-cap, small-cap, large-cap, international, and they just don't know how to interpret this back off your risk. So I encourage you, if you don't know what that means and you don't know how to interpret risk in terms of volatility in your portfolio, mistake number one is to avoid staying too aggressive, because just think of 2008. Imagine if you wanted to retire in 2008 and you kept your 401k all in a stock fund. Well, to put it mildly, you would have lost somewhere between 50 to 65% of your 401k in 12 months. Mm-hmm. And so that's the reason why you don't want to stay too aggressive.
And we look, and when we look at number two, this is one that, this is a big one if this is an option for you, isn't it?
Absolutely. So mistake number two to avoid is rushing in to elect your pension options too quickly. So pension's different from a 401k or a 403b. A pension is what they call a defined benefit plan, whereas a 401k or a 403b is a defined contribution plan. So pensions are kind of like Social Security. They give you a monthly check for the rest of your life, but they give you usually 3 to 8 different options for electing your pension. One is single life, one might be joint and 50% survivor for your spouse, or 10-year period certain, or 15-year period certain. on and on and on. And we're not going to dedicate this show to evaluating those options, but rather I just want to encourage you, be ever so cautious thinking it's just, oh, I'm married, so I should just take joint and 100% survivor. It's not that simple. I would really slow down, because that decision, by the way, after 60 days is irrevocable.
No.
So I hope you make the right choice, right? You really want to slow down and look at that.
CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss, I'd love to answer them for you right now. Again, our telephone number is 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. You can find Kloss Financial online at klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. A lot of great information on the website. A couple of things. You can sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. You can also check out past week's shows, including last week's and other shows. All of them are archived right up at the website. A lot of great information, again, at klossfinancial.com. We're talking this morning about some retirement mistakes people make, the top 10. Number one, staying too aggressive. Number two, not fully evaluating those pension options. Logically, let's get now to mistake number three. What's the big thing people are doing there?
Right. So, and I just want to add on to mistake number two. Mm-hmm. If you don't have a pension, don't feel left out. Most people don't have pension options. So I don't want you guys that have been retired to go, oh my gosh, I didn't make the right decision. It's likely you weren't even offered a pension. So make
Good
sure
point.
We all understand that.
Good point.
Fewer and fewer people are doing that. But mistake number three, retiring without considering health insurance costs. Now, you would think this would be something that would be, like, obvious. It is not obvious for many people. They've been covered oftentimes by a group health insurance plan, mm-hmm. and they really are ready to retire, but they really don't know about retiring sooner than the age of 65. Now, age 65, if you remember, that's when Medicare comes into place, and you actually, at that point, will have health insurance provided to you by the government, provided that you're either paying for it or you've paid into it, into Social Security all these years. So Medicare begins at age 65, but many of our clients have the means by which to retire sooner than 65. So figuring out how you're going to cover yourself, say, from 62 to 65, 63 to 65, is it going to be through your spouse or partner's health insurance that they're going to cover you, or is it going to be through perhaps a COBRA coverage through work, and that would be an extension of your health insurance that you had on your group plan, where they're going to charge you extra to keep it in place, but at least you have health insurance coverage. And sometimes people say, well, you know what, I just need to be done with my job. And so perhaps getting a part-time job to help pay for your health insurance might be through the Affordable Care Act, it might be some other plan to go through. Point is, don't make a rash decision. We all need health insurance. It's a fact. So I want to make sure that people plan for this as much as possible.
And you mentioned, you know, we talk about health care and people not thinking about that. I sometimes feel like when you talk, when you're getting hired at a new job and they talk about a benefits package, they should have people sit down with people who pay for their own health care to kind of realize what a huge
pack.
I mean, that's a huge
ticket.
Exactly.
That's actually, and Malia will attest to this, it's becoming more common that employers are providing a total benefits pay summary at the end of a year, and it includes actually the portion of health insurance they cover for people. Because to your point, a lot of people just discount, yeah, I have health insurance, but whatever, it's not a big deal for the company. And you go, whoa, it's very common. They're paying upwards of $1,000 a month for you to have a health insurance plan. It's a big deal.
It is. It's huge. We're joined this morning by Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss with Kloss Financial. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss, I'd love to answer them for you right now. Our telephone number is 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Don't forget, you can find Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. You can also give them a call, 442-5637. One more time, a little slower. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no cost for the initial get-to-know-you, kick of the tires of appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, their numbers, 442-5637. We'll continue our conversation with Malia, CJ, and you next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And if you have questions, our friends from Kloss Financial love to answer them for you right now. Our number's 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Their website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. A lot of great information there. As we mentioned, sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter this week, as well as all the previous shows of Money in Motion. Podcasts are posted there as well. Telephone number for Colossus Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Going to hold on to that telephone number as well. Coming up in the next segment, we'll have our Colossus Quiz Question of the Week, your chance to win a $25 gift card to Kohl's. Talking about mistakes people often make when it comes to retirement planning. Of course, the first three definitely biggies. The next we're going to talk about, it's a big one as well, which is when you're deciding to take Social Security, there are some mistakes people often make, aren't there?
Yes. So mistake number four out of our 10 here, we'll try to pick up the pace to get through most, if not all of these today, is not looking at your Social Security income figures properly. So this could include, you know, hey, I turned 62, which is the earliest you're eligible, and I decide to draw right away, but I also continue to work and I'm earning $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 a year. And hopefully people who have listened to this show enough, a red flag should have just gone up. Right? And the red flag is, well, you can't, wait a minute. I thought you can't earn over $16,000 a year when you're below your full retirement age. And that's, yeah, that's right. You can't. And so that's a mistake that people make, is they say, hey, I want to hit Social Security right away, but they don't think about the income offset there and they run into problems. So slow down and take a look at Social Security a little more closely.
What about the drawdown rate as far as your portfolio and making sure that that's the proper rate? And that's got to be a big one too.
It is. Yeah. So mistake number five is not drawing too much out of your portfolio every single year. So again, this is a hard one. You know, how do you know as a consumer what the appropriate rate is at which you should draw money out? Now, occasionally we have people who come in who have read on this, who have done some due diligence, and they know those rates. And that's awesome, by the way. If that's you, huge thumbs up. But a lot of times people don't know, so they think, hey, I've got $100,000 and I'm just going to take out $10,000 a year. That seems to make sense. Well, that's 10%. And that's not a sustainable distribution rate over a 30-year retirement. You will run out of money, more than likely. And so you need to slow down and make sure you understand what a sustainable rate is at which you can pull money out of your 401k, IRA, you know, investments, so on and so forth.
What about one of those techniques you hear about, which is I'm going to time this. I'm going to sell when it's hot and buy when it's cold.
Well, that's a great strategy. All right. So there's another red flag. A red flag should have gone up for our listeners. Yes. So mistake number six is trying to time the market before you retire to try to catch up. Mm. So we hear this commonly. Oh, I didn't really know how to invest when I was younger, or I didn't start at the right time. And so I feel like I'm quote unquote behind. And therefore, what I'm going to do, I know people say not to do this, but I'm going to try to time the market because I think I can make up some returns. Mm. Don't do it. You'll get further behind the eight ball. So don't try and time the market when you get close to retirement. And this includes, by the way, jumping completely out of the market.
Oh.
So what do you think people are doing right now at the peak of the market? They're getting close to retirement. They're happy with their portfolio. And so what do they do? We get this all the time. You know what? I'm just going to sell it all to cash. And that is another mistake. And it's one people don't think about. But be cautious trying to time the market, whether that be getting too aggressive or getting too conservative. You just need to tweak your allocations based on your risk tolerance.
And you could add that same feeling a year ago, looking at where the market was and where it is now, and you look at there's a significant ground that was gained. So definitely great information as always. Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. Don't forget you can find them online, klossfinancial.com, that website, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. We'll come back with mistakes 7, 8, 9, and 10. We'll do that next. As Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our retirement planning professionals, Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss, in studio this morning. Our telephone number is 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. If you have questions for Malia or CJ, they'd love to answer them for you right now. Don't forget you can find Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Telephone number 442-5 800-585-6367. Talking about the most common retirement planning mistakes and top 10 mistakes people make when it comes to that retirement planning. We've kind of had the last couple of segments been pretty categorized. Now, these last ones are kind of a mix, but these are also very important mistakes as well. Let's start off with number seven.
Number seven is failure to be aware of frauds and scams that are out there. So, you know, this is one of those areas, especially as CJ said, where you're getting close to retirement, you're a little nervous about your portfolio, and someone out of the blue, whether it be via email or a neighbor, comes to you and says, hey, I've got the greatest deal since sliced bread. You put in your money and it'll return double, or it is guaranteed, that word guaranteed, to give you good income for the next 20 years. We just tell you, slow down, because there are a lot of fraudulent things that are coming up these days. Sometimes they're repeats from 5 years ago. And if you have a trusted advisor, just at least bring up the idea to them when you hear about something great. We hear it all the time. They go, hey, I heard about this. What do you think? We'll research it for you, too. We just don't want anyone caught, especially as you're going into retirement, with something that's probably not quite what it says. Annuities are something to be very careful of sometimes because of that. Mistake number eight is supporting your adult working children. Now, this may sound ridiculous, but it's very common. We've got clients who are well into their 60s, and they still have adult children in their 30s and 40s living at their house, and not necessarily contributing as much as they should be by living at their house. Now, we understand people help take care of each other. We love that. But when I hear my clients who are retired, who are getting ready to retire, and they are still spending money out for to help their kids get going, we have to really have a heart-to-heart, because at the end of the day, this is your retirement money, and it needs to last you, hopefully, for 30 years. So I know everybody loves their kids. I do, too. But we also have to recognize they have the rest of their lives to create their own future retirement. So be very, very careful with that.
And there's a lot of opportunities out there. It's time to start taping applications to doors and rent.
Yes, right. Sections. That's right. Mistake number nine, not staying active socially, mentally, and physically. Big, big mistake people make. They retire and they go straight to the couch. And we know what happens after that. So be different. You want to live and enjoy your retirement. Really do get active socially. Keep the mind working. Try something new, and certainly get some good physical exercise. So we really like that. And CJ, you want to do mistake number 10?
Yeah, so our final 10th mistake, and I'm really impressed we got through all of these today.
We
didn't have
show.
Some time to spare. Wow, I'm impressed. So mistake number 10 is not being tax-wise in retirement. So again, often people will just be purely focused on whether it's the word guarantee, as Malia indicated, or whether it's, you know, this investment will give you everything you ever dreamed of, or whether it's just maximizing return but not being aware of the tax implications of that return. So be aware of taxes. So one of these would be such as, you know, try to pay off your mortgage. Look at utilizing all of your pre-tax dollars into your 401k that you can in order to bring down your tax bracket while you're working. When you get into retirement, don't take huge distributions from your retirement account, which could bump you up into higher tax brackets. So simplify things, but be tax wise. We see a lot of times people will come in and meet with us, and we're really impressed. They've done like 9 out of 10 of these things really, really well. But then they say to us, oh yeah, last year I took out $100,000 from my 401k to pay off my mortgage. And we go, well, that's great. We love people to be debt-free in retirement. Sure. But my gosh, your total income was $250,000 last year just because of that distribution. And you paid an extra 15% in taxes that you didn't need to. So again, be tax wise. And my hope, by the way, our hope out of going through all of these is to make you realize this planning for retirement is somewhat complex. I'm not trying to force you to talk to us, by the way. If you can do this all on your own, God bless you. I'm happy for it. But you probably need to seek out some at least basic guidance along the way so that as you enter those retirement years, you know, you retire once and don't have to go back to work.
Sure, absolutely. CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas joining us from Kloss Financial, went through the top 10 mistakes. If you missed a segment, maybe you missed the start of the show this morning, want to hear about those mistakes, don't forget, if you get to KlossFinancial.com, that's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com, they post up today's podcast, today's show, right up on the website. They'll do that later this morning. A lot of great information as well on KlossFinancial.com. You can also sign up like I did for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It is a great snapshot. Once a week, you get it in your inbox. It's not spammy. It's literally right to the point, what's going on in the markets. It comes to your inbox once a week and once a week only. Just get to KlossFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com to set that up and learn a little bit more about Kloss Financial. CJ mentioned you don't have to work with them, but if you do want to get to know them a little bit, it's not going to cost you anything for the initial get to know you kick of the tires appointment to set up an appointment with Kloss Financial. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You're going to want to hold on to that telephone number as well, because now it is time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to answer. Call the Kloss Financial Office at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you will win a fantastic prize this week, a $25 gift card for Kohl's. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. At what age can a retiree normally begin Medicare coverage? Telephone number 442-5637. First caller with the correct answer will win that $25 gift card for Kohl's. And don't forget, that is the telephone number for Kloss Financial Office right here in Madison, 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you kick-of-the-tires appointment. Again, their telephone number at Kloss Financial, 442-5637. CJ Malia, it's been fun as always. We'll do it all again in a week.
Thanks, Sean.
Take care, guys. This is Money in Motion here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investicorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.